Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benadera, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing for the first time on the air, Van Holden music.
I like mountain music. I like distant fortune. I like it cause my tonsil gets the hang of it so soon. Then I get my nerve up. I'm out to take a chance. With mountain music back of me, I'm raring for romance. Give me Van Holden music. It hits me like a blow. Give me Van Holden music. By the moon above. Give me something with a swing. Give me something I can sing. Give me Van Holden music. It's got me making love. I've seen it work in barnyards. No kidding, that's a fact. The animals hear music and you should see how they act. The pigs got cutting capers, romance and all his styles. And bulls get very tender when they cuddle up the cows. Give me Van Holden music, it hits me like a club. Give me Van Holden music, with stars and moon above. Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing. Give me Van Holden music, it starts to make it love. Cousin Sue was dying, they thought her time had come. The doc got absent-minded and he started in to hum. The tune that he was humming really woke Sue from the dead. She threw the covers off and yelled as she jumped out of bed. Give me Van Holden music, it hits me like a club. Give me Van Holden music, which stars and moon above. Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing. Give me Van Holden music, it starts me making love. Uncle Fudd was 90, he married 7 times. He didn't like the women, but he sure loved wedding chimes. At 89, he wed a gal, and she was 28. And every time he danced with her, he lost his extra plate. Give me Van Holden music, if it's me like a club. Give me Van Holden music, with stars and moon above. Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing. Give me Van Holden music, with Van Holden music.
There's a glow of pride these days in the soft brown eyes of our young hero, Dennis Day. It seems his old scout troop has asked him to be their new scoutmaster. Everyone in Weaverville feels this choice is justified, too, for when Dennis quit the troop some time ago, after 12 years of loyal service, he had earned a distinction achieved by no other scout. He was the oldest tenderfoot in America. Let's join him now as, filled with a new dignity and sense of responsibility, he's greeted by his girlfriend, Mildred Anderson.
Oh, Dennis, I heard about it last night, and I think it's just wonderful. Congratulations.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mildred. They're a swell bunch of kids, too. What an initiation they gave me this morning.
Oh, you mean it was a little rough?
Oh, not really. They just paddled me a little. I guess they figured I'd been a tenderfoot long enough, and it was time it broke out in a new place.
See.
Yeah, it was the cutest thing. This particular troop has a regular ceremony. The idea is to see if the new scoutmaster has a strong heart. The kids dress up like Indians, blindfold you, and tie you to a stake.
Oh, my.
And then they pile dry branches at your feet and dance around you with flaming torches, getting closer and closer.
Oh, my goodness. Well, did you show them how brave you are?
Oh, sure. I was laughing right up to the time I passed out.
They'd actually go so far as to light a fire at your toes, did you?
I don't know, but all of a sudden I smelt a burning Dr. Scholl's footpath.
It must have been your imagination.
Yeah, I guess so. They really do like me. They made me an honorary chief in the Indian Patrol, and they even gave me an Indian name. They call me... Ooh.
Well, what's the matter?
I just realized Schmohawk isn't altogether Indian.
They were just teasing you.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm going to make fine scouts of them. I got up real early yesterday morning and brought him back some nature specimens from the woods. I got a frog and...
A frog? Where'd you put it?
It's in the bathtub.
The bathtub?
Yeah.
Oh, my golly, I better hurry and tell Mother before she goes in.
Too late, they've met.
Oh. Oh, my gosh, Mother will have a fit. What other nature specimens did you bring home, for goodness sake?
Well, just a couple of bird's eggs. I put them under the pillows on the couch where it's nice and warm.
The couch?
Yeah.
Good gravy, Daddy just lay down on it to take a nap.
Oh, my gosh, come on, we better see if they're all right.
Daddy? Daddy, wake up.
Huh? Huh? Be careful, Mr. Anderson. One wrong move and you might be a mother.
Eggs in the couch, Daddy.
My gracious, now there's a tree shortage?
No, I put them there to keep them warm. Thank goodness they're all right. I collected them for my scout troop.
Huh?
And he also put a frog in the bathtub.
A frog?
Yes. And Mother just walked in there and she and the frog came face to face. You never heard such a scream in your life.
Really? I never even knew frogs could scream.
It was Mother who screamed. And you can imagine how furious she'll be with Dennis.
Gee, and I wanted to ask her a favor, too. Our troop had to get out of the school building while they're building the new gym, and I was going to ask Mrs. Anderson if we could hold our scout meetings here for a while.
Well, if you want any favors from her, son, you better not let her know that you had anything to do with that frog.
Oh, no. Play very innocent or she'll... Oh, good morning, Mother. Oh,
hi, Mrs. Anderson.
Morning, flame of my passion.
All right. Now, which one of you idiots...
Oh, not me, Mrs. Anderson. I didn't even know it was there.
You didn't know what was where?
I guess I should have waited for the question first, huh?
So it was you who put that frog in my bathtub.
Frog? Why, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you sure it was a frog?
Well, it was small and green and had pop eyes and scrawny legs.
Maybe it was Mr. Anderson.
Don't be ridiculous. He doesn't have pop eyes.
You tell him, love bundle.
So help me, Dennis Day. If I ever find another frog in my bathtub, the two of you will croak together. Now get up there and get him out. I've got troubles enough of my own these days.
Gee, sometimes I think maybe she doesn't like me.
Oh, she's just been kind of upset lately. It's the civic committee she's on to chase the racketeers out of town. They've been working for weeks and still haven't found out who's the head of the gang.
Well, there's no sense my even mentioning my scout troop when she's in a mood like this. I only wish I knew what to do.
Say, what about your spinster friend Ruth Baker, Dennis?
Huh?
Well, she works for that Mr. Conrad who just bought the old building on the outskirts of town.
Yeah?
Now, maybe she could get him to let you have a vacant office to meet in.
Oh, I'm scared to go near that, Miss Baker. She's one of those women who keeps trying to hold on to her youth.
Well, what of it?
I'm the youth.
Don't be silly, Dennis. All Ruth Baker wants of you is your friendship.
Well, then why doesn't she ask me for it instead of trying to squeeze it out of me?
But, Dennis, she's your only hope. You don't want to let your boys down, do you?
Oh, all right, I'll go. Only I'm breaking the first rule of scouting.
Well, what do you mean?
Our motto is be prepared, and I don't have a suit of armor to my name. Gee, I almost hope Miss Baker isn't home. Oh, well, I may as well try her doorbell. Gosh, I won't feel safe here until that thing plays When I Grow Too Old to Dream.
Yes? Why, Dennis Day, my little bundle of warmth. Come in, darling, come in.
Miss Baker, please, get a grip on yourself.
Oh, I tried that and it's no fun at all. Dennis, I'm so glad to see you. And you know, I dreamt about you last night.
Oh, really? Gee, I hope I acted like a gentleman.
Oh, you didn't at all, you doll, you. You hugged me madly and kissed me over and over again.
I did?
Yes. Do you ever have dreams like that about me?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm pretty careful about my diet.
Oh, you're so cute. I'm simply gaga about you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Miss Baker, but about you, I'm only gaga.
I know, darling. Well, what do you want to see me about?
Well, let me put it this way, Miss Baker. There's nothing in the world more important than young boys who are going to grow up to be men, is there?
If you're looking for an argument to that, you've come to the wrong place.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say so, because I've just been made a scoutmaster of a...
A scoutmaster?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then, shouldn't you do a good deed every day?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, how about doing a good deed for the day with me?
Okay, come on outside and I'll help you cross the street.
You.
Oh, please, Miss Baker, you gotta. My scouts have no place to meet, but you work for this Mr. Conrad who owns the whole building. Now, if you could get me an appointment to see him.
No.
Huh?
I said no. You're always so mean to me. Why should I be nice to you?
But gee, really?
No.
Well, would you for a teeny weeny kiss?
Yes. Come on, I'm all puckered up.
I wonder if there's a merit badge for this. Okay, here goes. Yeah. Now, how soon can I have my appointment? Miss Baker.
Quiet, I'm coming in for a landing.
Pretty good, huh?
If you could bottle it, you'd have $1,000,000.
Oh, thanks. Now, about my appointment with Mr. Conrad.
Dennis, I have bad news for you. I'm afraid I've deceived you.
What?
Mr. Conrad won't see anyone at all. He's forbidden me to make any appointments of any kind for him.
I've been robbed.
Well, I'm going to be fair about it, though.
You are?
Yes, I'm going to return the kiss you gave me.
No, please. Let's just think of it as a bad debt, huh?
No. I took that kiss under false pretenses, and I've got to get it back.
Oh, no, please keep it. I don't need it. I'm loaded.
No,
Miss Baker, get that look out of your eyes. If you think I'm going to make change, you're crazy.
Well, we left our hero as usual in somewhat of a spot. His first job as Scoutmaster was to find a place for his boys to meet, and that's not proving an easy job. Mr. Conrad, who owns a building on the outskirts of town, won't make appointments to see anyone. But Dennis still feels he's his best bet.
But I tell you, this Mr. Conrad's a big shot, Dennis.
Yeah?
You can't go barking in to see him without an appointment. He'll throw you out on your ears.
Or wear earmuffs.
Don't take me so literally. I didn't mean actually on your ears.
Don't take me so literally. I didn't say where I'd wear the earmuffs.
I'm trying to explain to you that nobody gets to see Mr. Conrad.
Mr. Anderson, I promised my scouts they'd have a place to meet. And if I have to see this Mr. Conrad to get in, I'll see Mr. Conrad.
Well, my stars. What's come over you all of a sudden?
I'm becoming a man, that's all. I've started shaving every month now, and by golly, I'm going to live up to it.
Good for you. And maybe that's just the way to see him, by acting like an even bigger shot than he is.
Huh?
Meet him on his own level.
Yeah?
Don't even send in your name. Just tell him D.D. wants to see you.
Yeah?
A real big shot like J.P. Morgan never calls himself anything but just J.P.
Gee, that's right.
And don't ask him anything. Just tell him you and your boys are moving into one of his offices.
By gosh, I will. I'll make him think I'm a real big business tycoon. How's my beanie? Is it on straight?
Well, leave that at home, Dan. And if you want the car, it's out and back.
Boy, thanks. I'll see you later, Mr. Anderson.
I sure hope he manages this. Come in.
Miss Madison, your wife, is she here? Call her quick.
My gracious, what's the matter, Ruth?
Is that you? Clara, wait till you hear. I found out the name of the man in back of all the rackets in this town. The man our committee is after.
No.
Yes. And by the merest accident, a letter from my boss, marked personal, arrived at the office. And I just happened to hold it near a steaming tea kettle for 15 minutes, and it's well open.
Well, quick, who is he? Who's the head gangster?
Him, Mr. Conrad.
Oh, my sacred Aunt Martha's cast iron bed warmer. What have I done?
Huh?
That's who I just sent Dennis to see and told him to get tough with.
Oh, no. Oh, that poor little pink and white body all riddled with dirty black bullets. Good heavens. And I was going to be his mother-in-law.
Well, we've got to save him anyway.
That's not good, dear. Quick, call the FBI or someone right away.
Joey.
But boss, how did that Chicago mob find out she was running the rackets here in Weaverville?
Well, search me, Rocky. I thought that Conrad Monica had me covered up, but there must have been a leak. All I know is they saved notice on me that they're moving in.
Yeah. And you know who they say they're going to send them shy to take over? Oh. The most dangerous puppet torpedo in the country. Dangerous Dan O'Brien.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You mean the guy who took out an ad one time in a paper saying... Dainty Dan has switched to blood?
Yes, yes.
Oh. Oh, boy, we better try and make a deal.
Yeah, I'd say. Anyway, we could use a little help keeping the storekeepers in line. Schultz's Seneca Tesson refused to pay his dues again yesterday.
We did, eh? What'd you do?
I ruined his whole stock of Limburger cheese. Poured a bottle of taboo over it.
Well, I think we ought to bring Schultz's joint down, you know, teach him a real lesson.
Oh, no, Chief, that's going too far. You can't do that. Yeah? No, Mr. Conrad isn't seeing anybody, but... Boo! Oh, my gosh. Send him right in.
Hey, Rocky, you crazy? Who is it?
It's a guy who says he's D.D.
Holy cow, it's Dainty Dan. Uh-oh. This is it, Rocky.
You're telling me. Mm.
Conrad?
Yeah. Hiya, D.D.
Conrad, the boys and I are going to move in on you.
Sure, D.D., yeah, sure, whatever you say. I won't make any trouble. Just sit down and have a cigar.
Gosh, I expected results, but this is ridiculous.
Well, the way I figure it, there's room for both of us here.
Oh, sure.
As a matter of fact, Rocky here has been telling me we're having trouble keeping our customers in line. Hey, maybe you know what to do, huh?
Oh, sure. Why don't you just put up some rope?
What? String them up, eh? Boy, I thought I was rootless.
Or another good way to keep them in line is to put them up against the wall.
Boy, you really are cold-blooded, ain't you?
Oh, sure. I wait a long and clear into June.
Yeah, sure. Well, D.D., what are your plans for operating around here?
Well, the first thing I had in mind was a big weenie roast.
You see that, Rocky? I told you that was the only way to handle Schultz.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. Now, let's lay our cards on the table. Tell me, how many boys you got in your outfit, D.D.?
Well, let's see. There's about 80 if you want to count the owls and the wolves.
Well, sure, we can't leave them out just because they stay up late or chase down.
Oh, they're not like that.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. Well, hey, what do they pack?
Pardon?
Well, what kind of stuff do they carry? You know, submachine guns mostly?
Oh, no, they don't use anything but knives and hatchets.
Knives and hatchets?
Oh, once in a while, a butterfly net.
Don't they ever carry heaters?
Oh, no, they just rub two sticks together.
It's quite a mob you got there.
You never met a lovelier bunch of boys in your life.
Mm. No heaters or tummy guns. They're just hatchets and knives.
Yeah.
Say, D.D., just for the sake of argument... What would happen if I decided not to let you move in here after all?
Well, see, I don't know. I guess I just...
Look out, boss. He's reaching. No, don't. Please, wait.
I shouldn't blow my nose. I'll be very quiet about it.
Hey, look, I was just feeling out honest. It's a deal, pal. You were in.
Oh, swell.
Now, I guess you'll want to see the books, eh?
Books?
Yeah. Hey, get the books and give them to him, Rocky.
Get them out here, boss. Here you are, D.D.
Thanks. Oh, I see they're all by the same author, huh? Ledger.
Lay off the jokes, will you? I don't have to tell you what would happen to me if the cops ever get their hands on these books.
Oh, that kind of book. Now, what do you do, hold the pages up to the light?
You know something, Rocky? A horrible thought is just starting to grow in the back of my brain. How about you?
I thought of it 5 answers ago.
Yeah. Say, look, you. Are you or ain't you Dainty Dan?
Oh, no, sir. My name is Dennis, and I'm kind of sloppy.
Rocky, cover this clown.
Oh, don't bother. It's quite warm in here.
He's covered, boss.
Hey, that's cute. Is that one of those guns where you pull the trigger and a lighted cigarette comes out?
Yeah. In a minute, you are going to feel your level best, sonny.
What?
That happens to be a real gun, you know, with bullets in it.
Bullets?
Uh-huh. You heard me. Now, what's your racket?
My knees.
Oh,
Look, I said, who are you?
Ah, what are we wasting time for? Let's let him have it.
Yeah, okay, this guy knows too much.
No, wait till you've known me a little while. You'll eat those words.
All right, Rocky, go ahead.
No, please.
One.
Wait, no.
Two.
Okay, drop it, you. It's the FBI.
Dennis, are you all right? Are you, Dennis?
Holy smoke, he brought his goon squad along.
Yeah, I'm okay, but you're just in time.
Well, look at this. Conrad's book. Nice work, Dave. Just what we need to put them away. Stand still, boys. I'm going to put the handcuffs on you.
Oh, Dennis, I'm so proud of you. I'm going to give you a great big kiss. And so am I.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. G-Man.
Yes?
You happen to have a pair of lip cups ready, Gus?
Charles Dant in the orchestra. Here's Dennis to sing A Chapter in My Life Called Mary.
There's a chapter in my life called Mary. It's the story of Mary and me. It tells with a tear in each souvenir just how sweet a love can be. In the chapter in my life, oh Mary, are the moments that we used to share. I live to recall and treasure them all, every tender memory there. On that we remember, depicted by the shore, making Mary smile. Across the meadow, good night, better go. Till that kiss of goodbye. It's a chapter in my life called Mary, and there's heartache in each little line. It's not in a book where people may look, it's in Mary.
Day Show, originally heard over the National Broadcasting Company, has been rebroadcast for you men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.